It is time for today's Pine River Report with Mr. Marty Richards. Marty, how's it looking on the river?
Well, it's kind of the status quo, and I better make sure that I'm clear on this because I had, thankfully, acquaintances and friends of ours that thought they heard me say one thing.
Oh.
And it was really the opposite of what we've been talking about. So I'm not sure.
I can't believe that would happen.
Yeah, that's amazing that could happen. So let's make sure we're clear here. The Pine River from Rockbridge down to County SR, the Steamboat Rock Landing on Highway 80. That is clear. And it's very enjoyable. The water levels are great. That's the most northerly portion that you would kayak is in great shape. The water levels are good, and really it's a very enjoyable paddle. However, anything south of that, do not go there. It's just think of a big sign that with skull and crossbones at the county SR landing and on Highway 80. Do not go south of that. So I know a lot of people like the kind of a easy and quick paddle that you can do is from Bowen's Mill to Mill Park. Do not do that. Stay out. Stay away. There are three, and now we have eyewitnesses other than myself and others that have helped to clear things. We have three, four major blockages that we are working on, but they're that big. Hmm. And it's taken a little bit of work to get them out of there, and it will continue to. But this weekend and going forward, Rockbridge down to County SR to the Highway 80, the landing that's on Highway 80, that's a clear paddle on that northern section.
So we can say, do it, do it, do it for the northern section.
Well, yes, in the northern section, absolutely, absolutely. Christy and Ken Adsett might also have another opinion on where not to go, they could probably describe. So you could stop in at Christy's Sunnyside yeah. and get her review.
More about it. Well, what about some other things going on in Richland Center area this weekend?
Well, again, a lot going on. And I'll tell you one thing that's a new, probably just in the last year, at Cross Currents Heritage Center, which is known as, originally was known as the Tipsaukee Farm. And this is the John Coombe Farm. That the first European settlement in Richland County, they have a series of different workshops and talks coming up. Now, this Saturday, August 29th at 3 o'clock, they have filmmaker Casey Brown coming. Then also there's a couple of other artists, Cloris Lowe and Leah Winishek are coming. And they're going to provide some insight into modern Ho-Chunk practices and artistic practices. And you can go out to Greater Richland Tourism at our calendar of events, get more information on that. They really do encourage that you register ahead because I know they have some tickets still available this Saturday, but I would check ahead and make sure that they still are available. As far as live music, we've got a couple of really good options on live music in the area. Just Merle and a Girl will be playing at English Prairie Distillery. That is this Saturday, 5:30 to 8:30. And again, English Prairie Distillery, you can get some really nice cocktails and mocktails. So if you're not into drinking, that's a really good option. And then also at Wild Hills Winery it would be tomorrow, Friday, August 28th. They have Corey Matthew Hart. Not to be confused with Sunglasses at Night, Corey Hart. He'll be playing. And then, of course, you know, they have their beverage options with their wines. Fine, some really good wines. My favorite, the Marquette. I encourage you to check that out. But then also they have their pizza farm as well. That you can get a really good pizza there. And then also, of course, the 80 German Warehouse. At the lounge at the 80 German Warehouse, Michael Johnson is playing, I believe. And I really encourage everybody, when you go to hear Michael Johnson, request as many Yacht Rock songs as possible. He loves that. And you can tell him Marty sent you too.
He'll know.
Yeah, he would already know if you start asking for yacht rock music.
But put a little money in the tip jar.
You better tip if you do that. If you do that, I would put a little money in, you know, because that he earned it. So, no, Michael does a great job. I really enjoy his music. And then tonight, of course, you can go to Driftless, Discover Driftless. They have a really cool setup there at Lone Rock, right on the highway, on Highway 14. They've got live music, and then they also have food coming, and who is there tonight escapes me, even though I knew it this morning. But I'd encourage you go check out Discover Driftless in Lone Rock, because there's good music. So you can get live music Thursday all the way through the weekend, basically.
That's like the old days. So
it is.
That's good. And what about the Branding Iron? What's going on there?
So the Branding Iron had one heck of a weekend last weekend. They had their open mic. They did the wood-fired pizzas. So they kind of settled it down just a little bit this weekend. They'll have their fish fry as normal on Friday. They also then, you know, on Thursday and Saturday, you can order off from their regular menu. But they do have a really cool feature, and I've had these. They're outstanding. And that is they do their own turn on a BLT, on a bacon, lettuce, tomato, with local ingredients. Outstanding. It's an outstanding sandwich. I'd encourage you to check that out.
Is it the Big Marty, or what do they call it?
No, we'll stop at that. My mind moves faster than my mouth, but I have learned to stop talking at a certain point.
That's good.
When you throw the softball up there, the Big Marty, you can imagine what else was coming. But they haven't named it, but okay. I would suggest that. I think Lisa needs some suggestions, because it is it's a big sandwich, number one, and it is really good. It's a really healthy version of a BLT, and I'm a big fan, so that would make reason to call it the Big Marty.
There you go. Sounds good. Check it out at the Branding Iron. Marty, have a great weekend here in the area.
You bet, Phil. You too. Take care.
Marty Rich is joining us on this week's Pine River Report.